Track 15. What do our users think? Ultimately, the people of the Northeast are at the centre of our plan. To enable us to know what we are doing well and where there's room for improvement, we've listened to the people who use our transport network. Their experience of using the Northeast's transport network is fundamental to the development of this plan. Their feedback informs our decisions on where change is required, and ensures that the schemes we include in our implementation section are the right ones, addressing people's concerns and aspirations. Recent surveys have shown that our regional transport network has many positive aspects and strong support from the public. For example, the bus passenger survey from autumn 2019 revealed 91% of passengers were satisfied with their overall bus journey, while 89% were satisfied with their journey time on the bus. The 2019-20 Tyne and Wear Metro survey also showed there was a high level of satisfaction with signage and lighting in and around stations, the professionalism of Metro staff, and the clarity of announcements at stations. The reliability and customer satisfaction for the Shields ferry was high. In 2019-20, the Tyne and Wear ferry had a 93.4% service operation and a satisfaction score of 9.5 out of 10. The source for this is Nexus. Car and motorcycle users said the best aspects of using these types of transport were convenience, travelling door-to-door, and travelling exactly where you want to be. That's from the 2018 Nexus Household Survey. However, there's a number of areas where improvement is required. Satisfaction with value for money for bus fares fell from 71% in autumn 2018 to 65% in autumn 2019. User perceptions are also important. The 2019-20 Tyne and Wear Metro survey highlighted an appetite from users that improvements are needed in the punctuality of trains, information provided during times of disruption, availability of staff, reliability of trains, value for money, and availability of seats on trains. Often, improving perceptions of an issue that users have identified is key. For example, improving satisfaction with staff availability could also be achieved by reducing the apparent need for staff through improving real-time and online information, and by improving safety and security, not just by simply introducing more staff. In addition to this, based on a Sustrans survey on cycling in Gateshead, Newcastle, and North Tyneside carried out in 2019, 65% of men and 69% of women surveyed felt cycle safety needs to be improved, while 62% felt there was a need to build more cycle tracks separated from traffic. The most common areas for cycle safety improvements were better road quality and fewer potholes, better lighting on cycle routes in poorly lit areas, and improving the behaviour of people driving cars. Three of the most regular comments on the worst aspects of travelling by car and motorcycle were the constant roadworks, the lack of parking spaces and their cost, and the stress caused by traffic. This is from the 2018 Nexus Household Survey. The consultation will provide a great opportunity for us to listen to what our users truly require from their transport network. This page will reflect the conversations that are held throughout this period and will set the scene for the key decisions contained within the plan. Here are some quotes from members of the public, beginning with Amir from Newcastle. "I started cycling again after an episode of depression. I put on 50 kilos in weight and been unable to go out of the house. I started to feel better. I went to new places and met new people. I cycled for a year with an average of 25 to 30 miles a day. I lost 35 kilos. I avoid the roads as they are so polluted and stick mainly to traffic-free routes. Cycling sharpens my mind and my perspectives to life is better as it makes me think in a different way. I don't feel trapped anymore." Claire in Gateshead said, "Where I work now is up a big hill, and at rush hour I don't feel safe cycling after I got knocked off twice, despite having high vis and lights. The drivers were apologetic, but it doesn't seem worth the risk." A car motorcycle user said, lots of traffic, so not as relaxing as public transport. A bus user said, always there for people who have a disability and offer help so they can bring the best experience to everyone. Another bus user said, always late, never under timetable. A metro user, the negatives are reliability, journey time, price, number of people using at peak times, service at non-peak times. Another metro user said, quick journey times compared to travelling by road.